We are in Simin Nun Aleph in Hilchas, the halachas of Brachas. This is the halachas of the beginning of davening. We will be doing Sifim Dalet and Hey. Says the Machaber, Tzorech lizorim ala hafsik bedibur, you have to be careful not to speak. Mishayaschil baruch sha'omer at sof shemona esrei. From when you start baruch sha'omer, going all the way through shemona esrei. Now, why is that? Baruch sha'omer itself is the bracha before psukei dezimra, so you shouldn't be mafsik between that and psukei dezimra. During psukei dezimra, you're between bracha rishon and bracha achrona, you shouldn't be mafsik. Yishtabach is the bracha achrona, you can't be mafsik. Between Yishtabach and Yotzer, there's a special halacha of not being mafsik. Once you start Yotzer, or you're in Birkas Krishma, followed by Krishma, followed by another Birkas Krishma, followed by Shmona Esrei, between Gula and Tfilah, you're not allowed to be mafsik, which means that all the way from Baruch Shamar till Shmona Esrei, you're not to be mafsik, and when there's Tachanun, you're not supposed to l'chatchil be mafsik in Tachanun either. So all the way till the end of Tachanun, from Baruch Shamar, one is not supposed to be mafsik. Says the Ramah now, V'afilu l'tzorech mitzvah ein l'daber ben Baruch Shamar l'yishtabach. Even for the sake of a mitzvah, one is not supposed to be mafsik. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, be mafsik in Lashon Kodesh doesn't help you. There are people that are knowing that they will not speak in the spoken language, but they will speak in Lashon Kodesh. Mishnah Berurah points out that that too is not mutter, that's considered a hefsik. Also, there were some that had a minag that they used to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer to bring a chasen into shul, and they would sing then. Mishnah Berurah says you're not to be mafsik then for that either. In a case where one is either allowed to be mafsik, as we're going to see in Sifhei, or he must be mafsik because he's an onus, the Mishnah Berurah says that what he does just when he stops is he should say Baruch Hashem Liolam, Amen V'Amen, that whole collection of psukim that we say before Vayvarach David, he should say that, then he's mafsik, and when he's done and wants to resume psukei dezimra, he should say that once again. So that should serve as something of a bracha, because he was mafsik between the Baruch Shamar and the Yishtabach. This way he had a bracha at the end, and then another bracha at the beginning, and then ends with Yishtabach once again. It is also to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo during psukei dezimra. And by the way, we're talking about talking. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's not kedai to be mafsik even with Shehiyah doing nothing, but certainly not with talking. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, you're not to be mafsik with. How about Amen? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it is mutter to answer Amen, but not in the middle of a pasuk unless you're at a place where there is a logical break. Means if it's a place of Hecha de Solik in Yonah, there's a logical break there, then you're allowed to answer any Amen during Psukei dezimra. But if it's not a logical break, you're not allowed to answer Amen, with the exceptions of the Bracha of Hakel HaKadosh, the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh, the Amen of Shomea Tfila, Kaddish, Kedusha, Barchu, those and Modim, those you're allowed to answer even if it's not Solik in Yonah. They're smack in the middle of a pasuk. In Psukei dezimra, you're allowed to answer them. But any other Amen, you could not. Now, why are you allowed to answer Amen during Psukei dezimra? Because Psukei dezimra is praises, so is Amen. Amen is also a praise. By the same token, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can say a Birkas Hodoya in the middle of Psukei dezimra. So if someone used the washroom, it is mutter for him to say Asher Yotzer. Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable that he wait till the end of a perek. But you're allowed to say Asher Yotzer in the middle of Psukei dezimra, and you're better off doing that, because if you put it off for later, you may actually forget to say Asher Yotzer. So we say Asher Yotzer in the middle of Psukei dezimra, and of course you can say you are allowed to say Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. You are also allowed to say the entire Shema if you think that you may miss Man Kriya Shema. So even though you're in the middle of Psukei dezimra, you could say the entire Kriya Shema as well as Modim Derabbanan. When the chazan gets to, when the shatz gets to modim, you not only bow and say modim, but you can say the entire modim derabbanan. Now, the Ramah said that we're not mafsik even with tzorech mitzvah, but once again, if it's for the sake of a birkas hodoya, it is mutter. If someone forgot to say birkas haTorah, he's allowed to say it then, because psukei dezimra lechatchila needs birkas haTorah. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says he could even say yivarecha. He could even say the psukim that we are knowing to say with Birkas HaTorah. you should not call to the Torah for an aliyah someone who is holding in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra, unless he is a kohen and there's no other kohen. There's no other kohen you can call him. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that when he gets an aliyah, he can read along with the shliach tzibur, with the bal kori that is. He can read along with him because otherwise there's a chashash bracha levatala. He says though that if the gabbai wants to make a mishaberach and starts asking names, so there really he shouldn't be telling him. But if you already asked him, that may be a case of answering mipnei hakavod, where the gabbai will be insulted if he doesn't answer him. But certainly, it should not be initiated by the Ola, who's in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra. He should not ask for a mishaberach. Someone was called up to an aliyah in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra. If he can finish the perek, he should do that. Not if he's going to make the tzibur wait, that is tircha de tzibura. If he's almost at the end of the perek and can finish it on the way up, he should do that. Whereas otherwise, it's tircha de tzibura, and he should just make his brachas, even though he's in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are different minhagim as far as kadeshim. Some say kadesh before Baruch Sha'amar. Some say kadesh before Hodu. The pashas is that in the those who daven what's called Nusach Sfard say kadesh after Karbanis, which is just before Hodu, and those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz say a kadesh after Karbanis, and then a second one just before Baruch Sha'amar. Sif, hey. Bein ha-mizmorim ha-elu, between these mizmorim, meaning in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, shoel mipnei ha-kavod, you are allowed to initiate giving shalom to somebody for the sake of dignity, meaning an odom nichbod, umeshiv shalom ha-chalodim, and anyone that said shalom to you, you're allowed to answer them. Ube'emtza ha-mizmor shoel mipnei ha-yira, in the middle of a perek of Pesukah de Zimra, you are allowed to be shoel only mipnei ayira, someone that you fear, whereas you are meshiv mipnei akava, you answer anyone that you respect. So first, the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays we are not so makbid on saying shalom and answering shalom, and people understand, and we are not mafsik for these things. So that if you're dealing with people that understand that we're not mafsik in Pesukah de Zimra, and that bedera klal, we don't even say shalom, and they shouldn't be insulted if you don't answer them, then you couldn't in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra as well. He says this in the halachas of Kriyashma, of Birkas Kriyashma and Kriyashma, and the same thing goes over here. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that the pasuk of Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch, Olam Va'ed, you should not be mafsik in. We give it the chomer of Hashem Elokeichem Emes, where we are not mafsik between Elokeichem and Emes. Same thing here, between the Melech, Malach, and Imloch, we are not mafsik at all for anything, for absolutely anything. What is considered Bein HaPrakim in Pesukei de Zimra? So the Mishnah Berurah goes through the whole list, and it's based on the fact that all the halalukas, each of the halalukas is a separate perek in Tehillim, and therefore between the halalukas is Bein HaPrakim. But we also have some other things. We have Hodu, Yehi Chavod, and Vayvarach David that are made up of different psukim from different places. The different groups of psukim constitute a perek, and between them we would call that Bein HaPrakim, where the halacha is that you're allowed to be shol mipnei hakavod and meshiv shalom l'chol adam. So what is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says from Hodu until Amen V'Halel Hashem is one. From Tnu Oz L'Elokim until Baruch Elokeinu, that's another one. Kel Nekamas Hashem is considered a separate parak till Al Geim. Then in Yehi Chavod, Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem until Yichal Nulach is considered a separate parak. Nafshenu Chiksol Hashem is still in Hodu until Yichal Nulach will be another parak. In Yehi Chavod, till Yehi Shem Hashem, till Allah Shemaim Kavodo is one parak. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that the all of the Halukas, each one of them is a separate one. In Vayvarach David, Shem Tifartecha is the end of a parak. Atahu is the beginning of another parak. And then it ends with Mayim Azim, whereas from Vayosha until the Olam Va'ed is considered, Hashem Yimloch Olam Va'ed at the end of Az Yashir is considered one whole perek. and then between there and Yishtabach is considered Bein HaPrakim.